In the readings today, we hear about the fact that we cannot serve two masters. Now, when we look at that, and in the first reading, we hear about the spirit and the flesh and how they war against one another. We also hear about the service of God, the service of Mammon, and obviously these are opposed to one another. And so we all have to look at where the priorities lie in our lives. In America, it's all about the self, and that can take a thousand different forms, but it's all about the self. It's about pleasure, it's about wealth, it's about prestige, it's about impressing people, it's about clothes, it's about materialism. You name it, you can fill in the blank. You just have to look around, you can see what the focus of people is. What about those who serve the Lord? Where's the focus? The focus should be on God, and trusting, therefore, that God will take care of everything else. Now, that doesn't mean that we can be quietists. A quietist is one who simply lays on their bed and says, well, it says God will take care of everything, so I don't need to do anything. No, God is going to require you to be obedient to the duties of your state in life. And so, go to work. We do the things that we're supposed to do. But those are part of the will of God. If we are doing those things out of love for God and love for our family, then we're doing God's will. If we're doing these things because I need more money, are we really doing God's will, or are we seeking the money? God will provide the money. Yes, we have to do our part. But He'll take care of everything if we are seeking to do His will. This is exactly why the Lord said, seek first the kingdom of God and His way of righteousness, and all of these other things will be given you besides. Do we really believe that? Do we really trust that? A lot of us just simply trust that as long as we have a big enough bank account, that the bank will provide. No, it won't. What will happen, for instance, if some of the things that people are talking about were to occur? The economy crashes. What good is your bank account? It isn't. You could have $1 million in the bank. So what? It's gone in an instant. We can't trust the bank. We can't rely on the bank. We have to trust in God. But that means we have to serve God. We have to actually believe what it is that God told us. So we need to then break this down and look at it very seriously. Look at the first reading. Are we interested more in the flesh or in the spirit? So how much time do you spend focused on prayer? How much time do you spend on frivolities? How much time is about seeking things for the senses? How much time is spent seeking things for the soul? Can't serve God and Mammon. How much of our time is spent seeking the will of God? How much time is spent trying to pad our pocketbook? How much worry and anxiety do we have? The Lord talks about food and talks about clothing and so on. I always marvel, you know, when I think back just a few hundred years ago. People maybe had a couple of outfits. Today? Oh my goodness, we need storage closets to put all of our stuff in. And that's just the clothes. And so we ask ourselves, where really is the focus? How much do we really need? How much is really important? If push comes to shove, what really is necessary? If we really were to look at those kinds of questions, that's something that might become pretty amazing for us to look at. Just to put it in a context for you, I used to love going up to the Boundary Waters. And I remember, this was after the fact, after I had been up there for several times, I read a book by this man who goes up to the Boundary Waters all the time. And he said, the first time you go to the Boundary Waters, you wind up taking a backpack that weighs about 150 pounds. And he said, when you come home, you find out that you didn't even use a quarter of what was in your backpack. So the second time you go up there, you cut it way back. Maybe it's only 75 to 100 pounds. You get back and find out you didn't even use a quarter of what was in your pack. And so the next time you go up there, you cut it back, and it's only 50 pounds. And you still didn't even use a quarter of what was in there. But you put all those things in there because you absolutely needed them. No, you didn't. And so as you do it, you cut more out because you don't use it, you don't need it. You think you do, but all it is extra weight that you're carrying on your back through all those portages. Now, when I was young, yeah, 150 pounds, who cares? These days, I could hardly get it off the ground. And so it has a very practical point to it as well. It weighs you down, literally. Look around your house at all the stuff. Or like many of us, look in the garage, look in the attic, look in the basement, look in your storage closet. Look in the place that you're renting to be able to put all this stuff that's so important that you absolutely have it and you can't get rid of it, so we'll pay extra money to be able to store it. And how often do you use it? How important is it really? Because the Lord talks about those things. We're anxious about food, and we're anxious about clothes, and we're anxious about whatever. He said, all your anxiety isn't going to help it. All we need to do is trust. If we are focused on God, if we are focused on serving the Lord, He will take care of everything else. We have to do our part. We need to have a prayer life that is in good order, and we need to be seeking the will of God. And then trust Him. Now again, if what you think is necessary is caviar and lobster and things like that, well, God's probably not going to provide that for you because it's not necessary. St. John the Baptist lived on grasshoppers and honey. Probably not what most of us would think is really a good meal. But if we trust, God will provide in ways that we wouldn't anticipate. Sometimes in ways that we don't want. But if our focus is on Him, then we can be grateful for everything. I'm quite sure St. John the Baptist was actually grateful for the grasshoppers. On a summer like this, we'd probably be grateful that the grasshoppers are gone. St. John the Baptist was grateful that they were there, because they provided food for him. So it's a matter of perspective sometimes and trusting. Because again, don't tell God how to do this. If St. John the Baptist were out there and there were all these grasshoppers around, he'd say, no, I want caviar, I want lobster. He would have starved to death. Because God's saying, look, I'm providing all this for you and you don't want it. So again, look at God. Put the focus on God, trust in God, and He will provide. Don't ask how, just trust. And again, another story, I remember reading something that this woman had written who lived through the Depression. And she said, we lived wherever it was, there was a canal right behind our house. She said, we had a .22 rifle hanging above the door, and if my mom saw something swimming down the canal, she went out, and that became dinner. And she said, there was only one rule in the house during that time. Do not ask what is on that platter. Just be grateful and eat it. She said, because it might have been a muskrat that mom saw going down the canal. It may have been whatever. She said, so the rule was just don't ask, just eat it. Trust God will provide. He always has and He always will. But but most of us don't trust him. So it really comes to that point of our Lord, seek first the kingdom of God. So we have all these dualities again. We have the flesh and the spirit. We have God and mammon. We have all these things. Where's our heart? Because the Lord said where our heart is, that's where our treasure is, that's where our heart's going to be. If God is the treasure, that's where the heart is. If it's something else, then the heart's not seeking the will of God first. So seek first the way of God, his kingdom, his way of righteousness, to live a holy life, and then trust, and God will take care of everything else.